In Atlanta this week, commuters who ditch their cars and try public transportation can get paid $5 a day. It's part of an effort to get more people to use buses and trains instead of cars. Now, right now, less than 20% of people living in Atlanta walk, bike, or use mass transit to get to work. Joining us now is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us more about this promotion in Atlanta this week. Who is eligible and what do they need to do to get paid $5 a day?
Yeah, it's an organization called Georgia Commute Options, and people who drive by themselves to work, which is most people, as you mentioned in the introduction there, can sign up on the website as long as they can show that, yeah, they don't typically use transit or some other option like carpooling. They can document that they are indeed doing it and, get paid that $5 a day. So better even than a free ride.
Just hoping that they'll just change their habits in the long run and say, wow, this is great. I'll use the public transit every day.
And that's a lot of it, Jeremy. A lot of people in car-dependent regions like Atlanta just kind of don't think of transit, even when they might use it. I mean, I know, you know, thinking of myself, I'm from South Florida, another one of those kinds of regions, like so many in the country. Really, once you get away from the Northeast or mm-hmm. you know, maybe a few other cities, Chicago, San Francisco, and I spent 3 years without a car there. And people who I knew were amazed, or maybe they thought I was crazy and they were just being polite. But when I talked to people, I found that a lot of them just kind of didn't know how the system worked. You know, they saw buses passing by and didn't really know how where they went. And so the idea here is just to get people to try it. They might not give up their cars or use transit all the time, but just sort of get the sense that it's an option for them.
Well, and Atlanta is one of the fastest growing metro areas in the country, but public transportation ridership is actually falling there.
It is down 8% last year in a region that, yeah, where the population grew another 1% last year. It's grown 13% this decade. I can't find another metro area with that much of a disparity. And when you drill down, you see it's bus ridership in particular down 12%. And by the way, it got worse as the year went on. And that suggests that rideshare apps like Uber, like Lyft, could be affecting that, because it's those bus trips, especially those short-haul trips where somebody sees that, you know what, for just a few bucks more, I could get door-to-door and not make all those stops.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that Uber and Lyft, I know, are looking into, or not even, they've moved beyond looking into, they're trying to partner with transit agencies around the country so that you can basically pay them, they'll pay the transit agency, and you can have, you know, a bike share take you to this, metro stop, get on the train, and then get out, and the last mile you take an Uber. Like, it would all be one continuous journey.
Right, kind of a case of if you can't beat them, join them. I think a lot of people, you know, when they're in the city, they want that one app where they can go, right? I know, whether it's Google Maps, sometimes I'll open up to see what's the fastest way to get there. And I'd like to get there on transit if I can, and then look to the rideshare apps. Look, a company like Google wants to be that one app where people know they can open that first and see the other options, even if it's not Uber or it's partly Uber, and at least get a piece of the action.
All right. Well, we would love to hear what would make you use, if you're listening to this, what would make you use public transit more? You can let us know at hereandnow.org. Would $5 a day do it? Let us know. Seth Kaplan, Here Now transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.